Hello, my name is Lindsay, and this is the SOAR Spotlight, presented by SOAR Fox Cities in partnership with 91.1 The Avenue. SOAR Fox Cities' mission is to empower people with differing abilities, and we want to empower other agencies to share their stories as well. Find out more about SOAR at soarfoxcities.com. Today, we have Julie Keller from the Monthlies Project in our SOAR Spotlight. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you for having me.
So what is the Monthlies Project?
The Monthlies Project is a community initiative focused on ending period poverty in the Fox Valley. So a lot of people, I think, are surprised when they hear that. This actually happens in the Fox Valley. So girls do not go to school if they cannot afford menstrual hygiene products when they have their periods. So the purpose of this coalition is really to come together and figure out how we can solve that problem.
And how can schools, programs, or people partner with you?
Sure. So if there are schools out there that need products within their schools, we have an application on our website, the Women's Fund website, womensfundfvr.org. They can find that there, and they apply for product, not necessarily for money, because then we work with organizations like Feeding America, who has a great network of resources to get those products at a very reduced cost than any of us could ever get them just by going to a store. So they can secure the products, help distribute the products where they are needed, and get them into the schools.
And how can the community support you?
So the fund is set up at the Women's Fund, so it's the Monthly Projects Fund, and we set up that fund to be able to secure those products for the schools. So we do fundraising efforts. We had a big fundraising event last month that raised a lot of money to get this started, and there is opportunities for others to continue to support either through monetary donations by donating to the Monthlies Project Fund, which is within the Women's Fund. And again, that's all on our website. Or we also have folks reaching out and businesses reaching out that want to do product drives for us. So we have some organizations doing that around the holidays and the Christmas time here that they want their employees to get involved in this effort. It's also a great way to just educate people who don't know about this problem in our community, that it is an issue and that they can get involved and they could do a products drive.
Amazing. And it really is a basic need that is going unmet in our community. So thank you so much for setting this up. So, so important. Are there any other upcoming events or other information you'd like to share before our time is up?
No upcoming events coming right now, but we really want to. Part of this is to get the message out, like you said, and to talk about it and not to be embarrassed by it or have a stigma. And we really want these products available to people who need it when they need it. So part of the initiative is to be able to talk about this and to have the products readily available. You don't have to ask the school office or anything like that for it. So we really want accessibility to be key here too. And there's lots of advocacy things that we are working on further down the line with these products are not available to use if you have things like food stamps and those sort of things. You cannot buy these products with that. There's tax on these products as well. So there's pink tax. So there's a lot of ongoing issues that we can explore as we get this project going.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing, Julie. And we're happy to help get the word out about the Monthlies Project.
Thank you for helping.
Again, this has been the Monthlies Project in the SOAR Spotlight, presented by SOAR Fox Cities in partnership with 91.1 The Avenue. Find out more about SOAR at soarfoxcities.com.